Hello, Voice of Vashon listeners. My name is Oscar Lopez. I do play-by-play commentary for the boys and girls high school soccer teams here on Vashon. Today, I have a preseason primer interview with boys head coach Scott Nicolino and co-captains Orion Noller and Ellis Cutterback. A week and a half into season, we haven't had a game yet. We've just been training from first the coaches and then the captains' perspectives. How would you say everything is going?
Boy, well, from a coach's standpoint, I think things are going well, much better than I think in previous seasons. In fact, I mean, I know our expectations are pretty high this year. We have a very solid team. I would venture to say it's probably the best team we've had since we won the championship in 2019. So, yeah, I'm excited to get the season going. I mean, we've got a couple of spots we're trying to iron out. But those are things that'll take care of themselves over the, you know, next month or so as we work our way through the season. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think this is definitely the strongest team that I've played on for high school. And I think some of the new players have been really impressing me.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of confidence coming into this season. We really want to improve off of last season, just especially going to the state tournament, making it past that first round, and I think we're all ready for the first game to happen, and we're all excited.
I'm glad you talked about last year, because what I wanted to say is that when we were playing teams in our conference, we utterly dominated them. I think throughout all of our in-conference games, whether that be regular season or playoffs, we finished with a positive 65 goal differential, but when we played, the three times we played out-of-conference teams, we lost. Every single time, there's one at the beginning, one in the middle, and of course at the end in state when we got knocked out. How can we turn that around? Because I think we're pretty expected to win our division, but you know our sights should be set higher at state.
Yeah, I mean I think our sights are set pretty high. I mean the non-league games we had last year, they were against formidable opponents. One was during or right before as we kicked off spring break, and so we had a lot of guys missing. That was the Sultan game. The other one was, I believe it was it Seattle Academy? It was one of the top teams in the state that we played early on in the season, and we didn't have everybody eligible yet for that game. I know that kind of probably sounds like a few excuses, but I mean, those teams weren't any better than we were. The state game against Overlake, it was 1-0. Overlake ended up getting second place in state. And that game was 0-0 until about a couple of minutes left when our center back got injured and we gave up an unfortunate goal with about 2 minutes left in the game and didn't have time to come back at that point. And I think we're better than we were last year. I think you guys probably would feel the same way, right?
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, this first game, our first game is going to be an out-of-conference game. And it's against a 2A school, so they should be, we don't really know much about them, but they should be pretty good.
Yeah, and in practice, we've really been stressing the fact that this is our most important game of the season, one of them, up until state, just because it completely affects how we place in the tournament. We want that state home game, and we'd rather not travel all the way to Eastern Washington. We want that game here in Vashon, so
I think one of the problems important. Last year, I think, the commitment wasn't necessarily there with the entire team, and that hurt us making it through some of those non-league games, because losing those, we ended up having to go on the road to Quincy where it was 98 degrees to play in the state tournament. But this year, I know there's 100% commitment from everybody on the team, and that's going to hopefully enable us to potentially get home state playoff games coming up in May. Like Orion alluded to, taking on Hawkinson this Saturday. They're a 2A team. They were in the state tournament, in the 2A state tournament last year. They ended up losing to the team that won the state championship 2-0 or 3-0. And they didn't really lose very many seniors, so they're going to be a formidable opponent. And since they're a 2A school, it's a chance for us to kick off the season by, you know, really putting a stamp as we kick things off and really let everybody else know around the state that, you know what, we're for real. You better look out for Vashon.
If you mind just talking, I know you don't want to reveal too much, but if we can go into some vague tactics, mainly about last year, we stuck pretty close to a 3-5-2 formation, which, while on attack, was incredibly effective. We found that low work rate on the wings resulted in us being vulnerable for the counterattack. And I'd just like to know, like, what you can reveal to the people listening. Are we going to stick and try to rectify that, or are we going to change directions?
Well, part of it just depends on our opponent and what kind of formation they're putting out on the pitch. And we can adjust accordingly. Like last year in that 3-5-2, we always had the option to pull. We typically would play with double sixes, and we'd have the option of our defense, Orion, pulling one of those guys back. So we have four at the back if needed. But most teams, you know, in our league and in the state don't play with more than two forwards max. Many play with one. And it just gives us a chance to not have as many defensively so we can commit more to our attack and really put the other team on their heels. You know, the 3-5-2 is there's an adjustment for the wingers because they're playing the 7 and 11, but they're also expected to play the 2 and the 3 on defense. And through the course of the season last year, it was something we kind of got. It was a new formation for us last year, and we kind of got into the swing of things. And so as the season went on, and our fitness level rose, we got to the point where we were pretty effective in that formation later on in the year. And I expect, you know, the same type of thing this year. I mean, I think we all know going into the season this year what we're, everybody's expected of them on the field. And for our wingers, they know that that's part of the process. They got to get their butts back to defend as well as get up and help us on our attack too. But I would like to say that going into the season, I mean, I'm really excited about our attack because I think everybody's going to be, when they come out and watch the games, they're going to like, oh my, yeah, you got to look out for this Vashon team because I think other teams are going to have a tough time stopping us.
Yeah, like Scott said, we really last year eased into the 3-5-2. And I think with only a few new freshmen coming in, and we only lost a few seniors, but I think overall we all understand the importance of the wingers getting back, and the guys who are going to be playing the position also understand the importance. So I don't think that, I think we'll be able to run the 3-5-2 a lot this year.
And the great thing about our team, we have so much depth that, I mean, we have essentially, which is really rare for a 1A high school soccer team, we've got about 22 guys that are all capable of playing varsity soccer and starting the game. So we've got a deep bench. With those guys are getting tired if they're playing the wings, since they're playing offense and defense both. I mean, we can easily not lose a single thing by subbing in every 10 to 15 minutes if they need a breather to refuel that tank and then get them back out on the field. So not going to be an issue at all with the depth that we have.
Yeah, you're talking about depth is a good segue into the next thing. The this year, our varsity roster, like the official varsity roster, only compiles 11 players, while many of them are on what you call swing, which is basically making them eligible to play for both JV and varsity. Could you walk me through that decision?
Yeah, well, myself and the other three coaches, we just thought that it's probably going to be best for this team going into the season, just having 11 full-time starters on varsity. Because, like I said, we've got so much depth that not everybody can be on varsity, but we've got 11 other guys that are capable of being on varsity. And the talent level between the 11 varsity guys and the 11 guys who will be swinging between the JV and the varsity, the talent level between all those guys is very slim. Very, very slim. So we may even have some varsity guys that end up playing JV games too. Both teams have 16 games. Players are only allowed to play 16 games total throughout the season. And so we'll just keep track of the games that everybody's played. And the JV schedule is going to be really difficult. I mean, we've lined up games against 3A and 4A teams for the JV team because we have so much talent on that JV team that, you know, some of the varsity guys may end up wanting to play in some of those JV games because there's going to be so much competition going on in there. Whereas our games for the varsity in the Nisqually League, I mean, there might be a couple of difficult opponents, but for lack of a better phrase, there's going to be a few cupcake opponents too. So
yeah.
Not to or to play devil's advocate a little bit. The
you play devil's advocate, Oscar?
Not the interviewer. in my mind, the only potential downside to a short varsity roster is that with such a rapidly fluctuating team, a sort of fluidity that comes with consistency may be lost. Is that a concern for anybody else?
Well, I think if we end up making changes, it won't end up affecting our team all that much unless they're just like huge defensive changes. But I think with all of us playing together so much and practice and everything, I think if we even sub in, like in the midfield, I think if we sub someone in, it won't really affect the chemistry as much. I think the chemistry is good this year.
Yeah,
and
I would.
It's strong.
I would say the same, because most of these guys, especially the younger classmen, have been playing together their whole lives on youth teams. And I'd also say that having 11 swing players means they have to be competing for spots, and I think it'll drive them to play better, because they know if they don't play well, they could be out for the next game.
Yeah, you know, part of the whole thought process behind that is what Orion was alluding to there, you know, is to create that desire. And so there's really that work ethic going on in practice with those 11 other guys that are swing players. Ideally for us coaches throughout the season over the next month and a half with those 11 swing players, we didn't want to commit to those 11 or maybe six of them being on varsity full time, because like I said, the talent level is so close with all these players that we wanted to go through the season and see if some of that cream rises to the top. And when it does, those guys will become full-time varsity players. But we didn't want to commit to that at the beginning because the talent level is so close, we don't know who it's going to be yet.
So this is mainly for our captains, but one of the main things about our squad is a huge bulk of it. In fact, the majority of it are underclassmen. The sophomore class this year represents a large portion of the team, and on the field, there is a definite chance that you two would or be one of the few upperclassmen on that team. So there's a big sort of burden placed on you as leaders for those less experienced, granted very talented, but less experienced players. And how are you going to go about working that?
Just practicing with them this last week and a half, I've realized that you kind of just got to hang with them. They're all super young and like they have a lot of energy. And I just like trying to be friends with them as much as you possibly can while being hard on them is the best way to like maintain a good kind of like shrink the gap that you might have like with the two different groups. But yeah, and you got anything around?
Well, yeah, I would say that they might be young, but they're just as capable as any of us. And I would also say that last year we had a ton of upperclassmen and seniors starting, and I think that these guys try a lot harder in practice, because some of those seniors last year, it was just their last season, they weren't planning on playing in college, and so they kind of slacked off a little bit, I would say.
Yeah, last year that chemistry gap was way bigger, I feel like, because there is all the freshmen who are now sophomores, there's that whole group, and now there was the seniors. And there's that one huge group. And now it's like all the freshmen and sophomores and then me and Orion. So that group is just, it's slimmed down and we're making the most of it.
And we know them all from last year. Yeah. So, and we've played with them a full season. So, yeah.
Last season in a lot of our in-conference games, the scores, as you said about cupcake opponents, the scores got like silly at some point. Like I think we reached double digits in one game last year. Seattle Christian, I think it was 10-0.
Maybe we try to stop at maybe eight.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Brett likes to run it.
But hey, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes 10 go in the net.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
My question would be though, how can we? Because those games are going to happen where you know you could put out any team and win by five, but how can we use those games not just to stat pad, but to actually improve as a team and help us prepare for more difficult games? Because I feel like last year, a lot of those games, they didn't really help us grow in any way. We were just scoring goals for fun, and it kind of hindered us when we eventually did encounter tough teams.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly
that's a great question.
That's a problem in 1A soccer, because a lot of times there's not parity at all in these leagues. And so you have the really good teams and then teams that aren't very good. And it's just the way it is sometimes. It's a cycle. You know, we've been through that cycle here at Vashon, and now we're on top of the cycle, and we have been for, I think, the past 6 or 7 years, you know, but it all cycles back around, and it's difficult. There's not a lot you can do. I mean, for us, you know, end up taking the starters out of the game, but our team is so deep that you take the starters out, you put in your other 11, and you've still essentially got the same team on the field, and you're not trying to run up the score. Nobody's ever trying to do that, especially in 1A soccer, because we know it's a cycle as coaches, and we don't want to be on the receiving end of a team running the score up on us when the cycle comes back around, you know? And so once it gets to 4 or 5 or 6 or whatever, you're taking your starters out, you're putting your backup guys in, who are not really our backups again, because we have so much depth. But at that point, you're not trying to score goals. You're just trying to work on your touches. You're trying to work on your runs. Maybe you're tell them that, you know, we can only score on crosses off your head. I mean, you know, there's always those things that you can work on. And like I said, sometimes some of those goals or some of the balls end up going in the net anyway, but you're not trying to run the score up. You're trying to work on the things that we need to work on as a team to get from point A to point B by the time the state tournament rolls around.
Yeah, that's like one of the only things we really can do to make sure that we like stay like with those other teams that we might be playing in state. But there's not much we can do. But I think one main thing is like to start the game maximum effort, maintaining that effort all game, whether you're switching in the guys, if the score is getting too high or anything. I think just maximum effort at all times is what is going to be essential, because if we're a good enough team to go to state, we're a good enough team to beat any team in state. So it's just all about effort, and if we can maintain a good like sense
yeah.
of
yeah. yeah, I would say not running up the score doesn't mean not trying hard. We do scrimmages at practice, and we work on specific things in those scrimmages. And some of these games, we're just going to have to treat like practice, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important for, you know, our team this year. I mean, we had a couple of games last year. I know, Orion, you were talking about some of the seniors where the commitment just wasn't necessarily there, you know. And we had that one game against Cascade Christian that, you know, we beat them 7-0 like 3 days before, and then we had to play them again. And they were ahead 3-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
And then we ended up winning 4-3 in overtime. I mean, that was really exciting.
Yeah.
But that should have never happened, you know?
No. I mean, they did play really well. They had a couple of stand-up, but yeah, I mean.
But everybody was overconfident.
Yeah.
You know, the seniors were just laughing, joking around, thinking, oh, this is going to be another cupcake game, you know? And that's just not the case. You got to take them seriously, because all these teams, for us being the defending champion essentially in our league for the last 6 years in a row, everybody's out to get us, right? Yeah. Everybody's trying to take us down. They want to beat the big dog, you know? So we got to be on our game every game and be focused and take it from there.
All right, just one final thing from each of you. Where, when the season ends, where would you like to see our team have finished to the point where it's not a disappointing season? Like, you would be happy with how we did?
For me, I mean, I always have, you know, going into the season, I have a goal on where we want to get to. Like with the girls in the fall, I had a goal and we surpassed that goal. And I think my goal going into this season with this boys team, I mean, seriously, the state championship is within our reach with the talent we have on this team. But, you know, when you get to the state tournament, there's probably going to be 5 or 6 teams that are all very similar from a talent standpoint. And so you've got to have that a little bit of luck on your side to get on that state tournament roll and be the one who ends up with that championship at the end. I mean, I think for me, I will be happy if we can make it at least to the semifinals, if not the championship. Because, again, I know that this team, aside from that 2019 that did win the 2019 team that did win the championship, this team has just as much of a chance to win the championship. And I think it's there for you guys to take it, but everybody needs to take it seriously, and we need to stay on track.
Yeah.
the entire season in order to make it happen. But it's definitely possible. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd say since it's my last year, I'm going to be a little disappointed if we don't win state. I want to win the whole thing. Yeah, I don't know. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way, but realistically, the last couple years I've played and been on varsity, sophomore, junior year, I felt like, well, we've made it to the first round and lost. I just want to get past that hump because I know if we can definitely just get on a roll. And I think if we get past that first round, I think we can really, like, show the team we are. But that first round, we need to, those jitters going into that first game, we need to make sure we can get through that game.
And that's why it's so important, you know, you circle back around to taking it seriously through the year, because with the seeding committee, when they meet in May to decide which team gets what seed, that's why it's so important to take every game seriously and win all those games. If you end up undefeated, we're going to end up having the first couple of rounds here on Vashon Island. We'll be home. You get the home cooking. You get to sleep in your own bed. You're not playing in 98-degree heat in Quincy, sleeping in a hotel. I mean, it makes a difference, you know?
And that can help us get on that roll. You're playing easier teams because if you're a higher seed, you start out playing the lower seeds.
But since they're in state, it's likely they won't be too easy to the point you'll get complacent. It'll be like a good warm-up.
It'll be a good transition between the easy league games and the hard state games.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a lot better, you know, having those games at home and, you know, you've got a team from Spokane having to drive all the way to Vashon Island. I mean, that just takes a lot out of a team, you know? And same for us if we're going the other direction, you know?
Yeah, having to drive for 3.5 hours and playing a game in the same day is not the greatest feeling, but... Yeah,
and there's no hotel in Vashon. They might have to stay in Seattle.
That's right. Where are they going to stay?
All right. Well, that's it from me. Thank you, everybody, from coming in. I think this is going out after the Hawkinson game, so I can't really plug and tell people to go to that. But there's plenty of other home games. They won't be maybe as good as the Hawkinson one, but definitely come out and show your support. Good luck this season, everybody, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar.